message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
To God for all His love and all His kindness and all His support that we have received. We are grateful to God for all His blessings that He has continued to show to us as individuals, as family, and of course as a church. And I know for certain that in this month, God is going to do something awesome in your life in Jesus' name. I welcome you to the month of open doors. Are you clapping for Jesus? God is going to open a great door for you this month in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? God is going to open a great door for you in the name of Jesus. I welcome you to the month of September, the ninth month. And in this month, you will deliver something great in Jesus' name. What is open door? When we are talking about open door, what does it really mean? And if you want to tag this service today, you can call it Open Door Thanksgiving. Open Door Thanksgiving. Doors are access routes to places. Doors are pathway to places. To enter a house, you need a door. To enter a church, you need a door. To enter a bank or an office, you need a door. To enter a class, you need a door. Doors are needed to access places and to change levels. Doors are needed to gain access to the high places that God has destined for you. And in the name of Jesus, in this month of open doors, you are going to gain access to high places in the name of Jesus. For a door to open to someone means to have access to breakthrough. Someone say breakthrough. To have access to help. Someone say help. And to have access to favor. 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 And in this month of open doors, every of these things shall come to pass in your life in the name of Jesus. For doors to open, you need God. And for God to appear, you need thanksgiving. For doors to open, you need God. And for God to step in, there is a requirement called thanksgiving. In Psalm 24 verse 7, the Bible says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lift up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Doors always open when God appears. And to get God to appear, you have to be a thanksgiver. To get God to appear, you have to be grateful. I've often said that if you are not grateful, you are a great fool. If you are not a person of gratitude, you cannot go to new altitude. If you see people who are permanently grounded, permanently on the floor, permanently troubled, it's because of ingratitude. But you will never be found among the ungrateful in the name of Jesus. All through the scripture, you will see the Bible talking about doors. Everywhere in the Bible. Doors, doors, doors. And one of the major things that opens these doors is thanksgiving. In Revelations chapter 3, verse 8. Revelations 3, verse 8, the Bible says, I know thy works. Behold, I have set before thee an open door. Someone say open door. I know your works. And I've set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. He said, but you have a little strength, and you have kept my word of thanking me. You have kept it, and you have not denied my name. You have not denied my name means you have refused to cover up my glory. You have not denied my name means you have refused to say you are the doer. You have refused to say it's by your power or by your might. And because of this, I have set before you an open door. Somebody is here today. God is going to set before you an open door in Jesus' name. Quickly this morning, I'll be showing you three things to note. Three things to note about open doors. Number one, that we'd have to note about open doors and thanksgiving is that no door can resist the power of thanksgiving. There is no door that can resist the power of thanksgiving. I am yet to see one single problem that can bow, that will not bow when you know how to thank God. I am yet to see one single challenge that will not go down on the floor if you know how to appreciate God. Number two thing to note about thanksgiving is that all doors remain open when you thank God. All doors remain open when you know how to thank God. Every door that has been opened will remain open if you know how to thank God for it. That's why when you see those who have been rich before and suddenly their money disappears, it's because all of a sudden they see themselves as a doer. All of a sudden they see themselves as the person that has so much skill. And because of that skill, God shows them that they have no skill. In John chapter 15, verse 5, John 15, he said, "Without me, ye can do nothing." You can't have business without me. You can't have children without me. You can't build a house without me. I'm the vine, you are the branches. He that abideth in me and I in him, the same bringeth forth fruit. For without me, you can do nothing. Without me, you are useless. Your money is useless. Without me, your certificate is useless. That's what God is saying. So, every door that has been opened before remains permanently open on the platform of appreciation. On the platform of all the days of your life, you will never suffer depreciation. All the days of your life, you will never suffer depreciation. All the days of your life, you will never suffer depreciation. For those who studied accounting, you know that one of the fundamental principles of accounting is the principle of depreciation. Depreciating assets, depreciating cars, depreciating fixed assets, and all that. But for a thanksgiver, nothing depreciates in your hands. You can never see a thanksgiver that is worse than what it was before. That is, it was a thanksgiver last year, and you see him today, and his life is worse than last year. Never. But when you see somebody whose life is not getting better, then the sequel of thanksgiving is lacking. And so God has no choice but to leave them to their skill, to leave them to their wisdom, to leave them to struggling. You will never be a struggler in life. Things to note about open doors and thanksgiving. Number three is that doors remain shut without gratitude. The doors of life, the doors of progress remain shut without. In Acts chapter 16, verse 24, all through to 32, I know you know the story very well of Paul and Silas. How they were in the prison. And the Bible says, "We, having received such a charge, thrust them into inner prison and made their feet fast in the stock. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed, and they began to pray. They began to praise God. And everybody heard them. And as they heard them," the Bible says, "and then suddenly there was a great earthquake. So the foundation of the prisons were shaking. And immediately the doors were open." They would have died inside prison for cheap. They would have died for nothing. They would just bring out their corpse. They would have died. They would have been wasted for nothing. But because they knew what to do, they were properly taught, just like you are being properly taught now, and you have been properly taught over the years. And the Bible says, suddenly there was an earthquake, and then the prison doors were open. If you go to the next verse, in verse 27, the prison warden, he wanted to kill himself. He could not imagine it. How can these guys escape? And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep and seeing the prison door open, he could not imagine, how can this door open for this man? That is how your enemies will be shocked at your result this year. I said, that is how your enemies will be shocked at your result this year. They will see you on television and be surprised. They will see you driving your car and be surprised. They will see the wedding picture of, they will see your wedding picture on Facebook and they will be surprised. They will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. I said, they will open their mouth, they will not be able to close it. He could not believe it. How did it happen? you will be an amazement to your family members. You will be an amazement to your family members. The Bible says he ran to them, he bowed down at their feet and said, please help me, save me. What I've seen here is beyond understanding. This is not ordinary power. This is not ordinary power. This is supernatural power. Please, I want to be saved. That is how your family members will run to you this year. They will tell you, take you to our God. They will tell you, take you to my God. Take me, take us to your God. Take us to your God. Take us to your God. The God that gave you this blessing. The God that gave you this husband. The God that gave you these twins. The God that gave you this triplets. The God that gave you this job. The God that gave you this visa. Take us to your God. That will be your testimony from this time onward. I said that will be your testimony from this time onward. Your family members will be shouting, take us to your God. If I were you, I would say a louder amen. Nations will run to you and say, take us to your God. Also, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 1 to 25, you know the story very well, the story of Jehoshaphat and his people. How three nations came against him, the Ammonite, the Moabite, and the people from Mount Seir. 2 Chronicles chapter 20 from verse 1. The Bible says they came against him to destroy him. They came against that nation to destroy them. But this man was very, very smart. He was a smart man. He knew the exact strategy. You see, when you have strategy, you escape tragedy. When you have strategy, you quickly escape tragedy. You see, when you see people that enter tragedies, because they don't know the strategy. In 2 Chronicles 20, from verse 6, he began to praise God. In the midst of battles, he began to praise God. And the Bible says, and said, O Lord God of our Father, art not thou God in heaven, and rulest not over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thy hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Go on. Art not, can you see a man in the midst of battle, in the midst of problem, in the midst of three nations coming against this person, like America, Israel, and Russia coming against Nigeria? That's how those three nations were at that time. The Ammonite, the Moabite, and people from Mount Seir. Massive nation. And the Bible says, go on now. Art not thou God who did drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gave it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwell therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, if when evil cometh upon us as the sword, judgment or pestilence or famine, we stand before thy house and in thy presence, for thy name is in this house, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then thou will hear and help us. What a man of wisdom. After saying this, he now proceeded to talk to God. He said, some nations have come against us. Three of them, Ammonite, Moabite, and people from Mount Seir, they have come to destroy us. These same people, he said, we had the opportunity to destroy them then. We didn't destroy them, but they have come against us. And can I tell you, that's what happens a lot of times in life. Many people that you have helped, suddenly they turn against you to try to destroy you. But suddenly God appeared. And the Bible says, they began to thank God. After he had consulted the people, he appointed singers, and they began to praise God. They began to worship God. They began to dance before God. And as they consulted singers and began to dance before God, these people turned against themselves and they began to kill themselves. In that 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21, 2 Chronicles chapter 20 verse 21, they appointed singers, and when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord in the midst of battle. In the midst of battle, I told you before, many years ago, when my wife and I first got married and we had a delay in childbirth, and then the doctors were giving us all sort of things, we will lock all our windows and be worshiping God and praising God. Neighbors will be wondering, what's wrong with these two young people? You know, when you are a praiseful person, you are like a mad person. You are like a mad person. You'll be disturbing the whole environment with your praise. They'll be looking at us like, my friend, stop disturbing yourself. Go sleep. When you are a praiseful person, you are like a stupid person. But your stupidity leads eventually to your greatness. And somebody is here today. Your seeming stupidity will lead to your testimony in Jesus' name. And the Bible says in verse 21, they appointed singers and began to dance. And they began, and he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of his holiness. And as they went out before the army, and to say, praise the Lord. Somebody say, praise the Lord. For his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord, you see the Lord, he sent ambushment against the children of Ammon, the Moabite, and Mount Seir, the three nations that came against them. He sent ambushment against them, which were come against Judah. And they were smitten. Go on. But I'll stop at verse 25. For the children of Ammon and Moab, they stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to slay and to destroy them. One, the first nation, the Ammonites and Moab, they faced themselves, and one killed another. And when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, everyone helped to destroy. They killed themselves. Your enemy will kill themselves. I say your enemies will kill themselves. And when Judah came towards the watchtower in the wilderness, they looked unto the multitude, and behold, they were dead bodies. I decree in the name of Jesus, your enemies become dead bodies. Those that want to kill your children, they become dead bodies. Those that want to kill your business, they become dead bodies. Those appearing to you in the dream, using cows or using all sorts of things to come and torment you, they become dead bodies. Go on with that scripture. And there were dead bodies falling to the earth, and none escaped. And in verse 25, that's where I'm actually going. The door of abundance now open to them. The door of abundance will open to you. After God intervened in the place of thanksgiving. Now look at this. And when Jehoshaphat and his people came to take away the spoil of them, they found among them in abundance both riches. With the dead bodies. How can somebody be going to battle and be carrying riches along? God planned it. God orchestrated it. And precious jewel, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry. And they were 3 days, they were gathering riches for 3 days. I mean, I can't imagine. 3 days, they were still gathering. Morning, night, they were still gathering. Morning, night, they were still gathering. It was on the third day that they could catch some rest. Because God opened doors for them. Today, my Father and my God will open a door for you. While I was reading this scripture, the Lord spoke to me. And he said, sometimes, some of the challenges you have in life is because God wants to lift you in life. Some of the problems that comes to you in life is because God has a purpose and an intention to change your life. You see, sometimes when trouble comes, sometimes when breakthrough wants to come, it comes with challenges. Hello. That's why you see a woman, when a woman is about to deliver, it's as if life wants to end. But breakthrough wants to come. It's as if everything is about to end. Her eyes will be almost popping out like this. Red like fire. At that time, there is a discomfort in her body. She doesn't feel like smiling. She doesn't feel like laughing. She doesn't feel like relaxing. If you give her money, it's of no value to her at that time. She just wants to get out of this situation. But after some time, after a while, she brings forth. Her smile returns. Her joy returns, and everybody begins to come, and they begin to become a blessing to her. Somebody is here today, that will be your testimony. The door that we open to you today, the effect will wipe out all the problems you have gone through in the past. I said the door that we open to you today, the blessing that will come to you today, it will wipe out all the problems you have gone through in the past. Did I hear you say a big amen? In my short life, I've had quite a few challenges, especially the burden of others. carrying the burden of others like your own. And a lot of times when the burden comes, most of the time when that burden comes, I always know it will end in praise. So I'm just confident. I know it will end in praise. I know it will end in thanksgiving. I know it will end in joy. I know it will end. If there is no challenges, there can't be testimonies. And a lot of times God pushes things to you so that from there he opens greater door for you. Please don't run away from challenges. Delay does not mean denial. The door did not open last month doesn't mean it will open this month. You struggled from January to August doesn't mean from September to December you are going to struggle. In this open doors month, I tell you this before the God that created you and I, doors must open for you forcefully in the name of Jesus. I said doors must open forcefully for you in the name of Jesus. Quickly this morning, how to thank God for your door to open. I'll just give you about 4 points or three as God gives me the time, because I want us to have more time to thank God this morning. How to thank God until your door opens? How can I thank God until my door opens? Number one, thank him for his past deeds without forgetting any. Thank him for all he has done in the past without forgetting any. Psalm 103, verse 1 and verse 2. Thank him for everything he has done without forgetting any. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Let's read on a little bit because of we still have some time. Who redeemeth, who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction. You should have been destroyed, he redeemed your life from destruction. Who crowned you with loving kindness and his tender mercies. That is, when you should have been destroyed, his mercy preserved you. Who satisfied your mouth with good things? You have been eating good food. You eat what you like. So that your youth is renewed like an eagle. People see you, they say, you are looking good, oh. You are looking younger than your age. You they shine. Are they shine? I call, they tell them, say, nah, Jesus, they may. Let's take one or two more before. Go to verse 4. Who executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed? Can you see this God? Now you begin to count his blessings. You begin to count all he has done. Don't ever forget the good deeds of God in your life. It is too risky. Forgetting God makes one turn to hell. Psalms 9 verse 17. The wicked shall be turned to hell. And all the nations that forget God. That's one of the problems that many white nations are facing today. The foundation of those nations were God. But many, as they are forgetting God, God is forgetting them. He said the wicked shall be turned to hell. And all nations that forget God. I stumbled on a scripture in my study in Job chapter 8 verse 11 to 15. About the importance of never forgetting this God. Now look at this. Can the rush grow up without men? Can the flag grow without water? Go on, please. While it is yet in its greenness and not cut down, it withereth before any other herb. So are the path of all that forget God, and the hypocrite's hope shall perish. That will never be your portion in Jesus' name. Whose hope shall be cut off? Whose trust shall be a spider's web? Those that trust in themselves and don't trust in God, say their trouble will be like a spider's web. He shall lean upon his house. He said, oh, I built a house. He said, but he shall not stand. He shall hold it fast, but he shall not endure. It is a risk for us to forget God. It is a risk not to remember every details of what he has done. It's a risk. We must never forget him. We must never forget his magnanimity. We must never forget his help and his assistance. You must never forget all he has done for you. When I see those who don't dance very well in the presence of the Lord, it's because we are forgetful. When I see those who come to God and God, it's because we are forgetful. If you just remember some of your friends that have gone to the great beyond now, you will thank God. Look at that, my wonderful son. Two cars went out with friends just this break. You know, hundreds of our students have traveled now. Many hundreds. He's one of them. And then he went out with his friends. I hope they went to a godly place. Hang out. Hang out in the right place so that your destiny is all hung up. Hang out in the right place. So as they went to hang out, I hope the other car, they were not drunk inside. As they were coming, they had an accident and instantly somebody died. He could have been in that other car. He loves me. I cannot say why. He loves me. I cannot say why. On Calvary tree, he suffered for me. He loves me. You have to continue to remember this God. You have to remember every details. Yes, in the course of the week, I remembered that this time last year, Vickies, you remember? We were coming from Abuja together with me, remember? This time last year, on Friday, while we were doing the vigil, I remember. Myself, my wife, went for a conference, minister's conference, and he went with us. And while we were coming, we had, the car had a major problem on the road, right in the midst of all these kidnappers, people. It was like nothing could be done. I said, my wife, please, I can find a way to make you escape this place. Leave me. My wife said, never. I will never leave you here. We are here together. Anything that will happen, let it happen to all two of us here. So the three of us, thinking of what to do, until God sent an angel to us. A man came to our rescue, traveled somewhere with him to go and bring people, mechanic, to check what the problem with the car is. The same car, just minor things were done there, and we were able to take off. We got to Ilorin around 2:30 a.m., around 2 o'clock or so, am I right? In the morning, on Friday, so Saturday, and I was here in the morning by 7 a.m. for Breakthrough Encounter. I mean, this God is too amazing. You are amazing. You make my life feel brand new. You are amazing. Don't worry, choir.
You are amazing.
You make my life feel brand new.
You make my life feel brand new.
Jesus, you love me too much.
Jesus,
you love me too much. Jesus, you love me too much.
Jesus, you love me so much. Oh, so much. Oh, so much. Oh, as that lover.
Please take your seat. Our God loves us too much and we must not forget him. Number two, how to thank God until doors open. I said number one, thank him for his past acts and do not forget any. Number two, let your thanksgiving be done passionately. Don't do a casual thanksgiving. Don't do a thanksgiving that does not have value. Don't do a thanksgiving that does not have much value. Do a thanksgiving that is real. Let it carry passion. You see, your passion is what gives you your portion. If you are passionate, you qualify for your portion. If it is done with casual approach, if it is done with an I don't care attitude, God does not value such. In Exodus chapter 15, from verse 1 to 20, I know you know the story very well of how the children of Israel were delivered. The Bible says, Moses, the servant of God, 15 from verse 1 particularly, verse 1 particularly, and then I'll take one more verse there. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song. Moses, a whole Moses was into singing. I don't know what my own problem will be that I cannot sing. A big man called Moses. Do you know who Moses is? A person that saw God face to face. Spends time regularly with God on the mountain like their husband and wife. Moses was singing and spoke saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he had triumphed gloriously. The horse and his rider had he thrown into the sea. He was dancing. He was praising God. He was rejoicing. Go to verse 20 because of time. I can't read all through. But go to verse 20. Go to verse 20. That was Moses still singing in verse 2. But go to verse 20. And then Miriam, also a prophetess. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand. And all the women, Moses, a man, singing. Miriam, a woman, singing. If you are a man, you must sing and dance. If you are a woman, you are obligated to sing and dance. And Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrel and with dances. All the days of your life, dancing will not cease. All the days of your life, dancing will not cease. So every time you appear before God, especially for thanksgiving, it must be done passionately. If you sweat, why not? Sweat can bring out your sweat. So why not? If your body aches you small, it doesn't matter. Your body can ache you small, and God can lift you to another level. Number three, I'm talking about how to thank God for your door to open. I said number one is what? Sorry? Thank him for his past deeds and don't forget any. Number two, thank him passionately. Number three, do it with a worthy offering. Thank him and bring a worthy offering to him. Offering that is according to your level. Offering that is according to your size. In Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 to 22. Noah was offering an offering to God. And as a result of this, God opened doors to him permanently. Look at this. And Noah built an ark unto the Lord and took of every clean beast. Can you see that? He took of the clean beast, not the beast that had eye problem, or the beast that one leg was cut off, or the beast that had infection. The best, and every clean fowl, and offered burnt offering on the altar. And the Lord smelled a sweet savour. May God smell your sweet savour today. I say, may God smell your sweet savour today. He offered something to God, and God smelt it there. And the Lord said in his heart, God said in his heart, I will not curse the ground anymore for man's sake. I've seen something. Somebody has given to me passionately. I will not curse these people again. For the imaginations of man's heart is evil from his youth. That is, there's stinginess there from the youth. But because they've decided to give to me, neither will I again smite them anymore, as I've done. Verse 22. As long as the earth, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. I always tell people, when you want to thank God, make sure it is done well, or else it's of no value. Let your offering be commensurate with the size of God's blessing on your life. Let your offering be commensurate with. Don't be a person that God has blessed in several blessings, and then you give him as if he's coming as a pauper to ask something from you. For what reason? Don't do that. Anytime you want to thank him, let it. Prepare it deliberately to touch him. Prepare it deliberately because you are wise. You know that every good and perfect gift come from the Father of light, to whom there's no variableness, no shadow of turning. Give to him passionately. Give to him in a way that he will be so glad. He will be able to swear concerning you and bless you. And this morning, I see somebody going to that height and that level in the name of Jesus. I see somebody going to that height and that level in the name of Jesus. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? He gave beasts. He gave fowls. If your own level is fowl level, give him fowl level. How much is a fowl now? Eh? If that's your level of the fowl level, give him the fowl level. That's a level we have left years ago by God's grace and God's privilege. If I give God 2005 now in any service now, it's an insult. 2005 in any service, even including midweek service, it's an insult. 2005 as God's, that one is like maybe 12 years ago, not now. 2005 as offering to God. Impossible. Because the level has shifted long time. He's not shifting because of anything. He's shifting because of consistency of purpose and because we know the importance of this before God. And my prayer for somebody here today is that God will take you to that higher level in the name of Jesus. Bishop Oyedepo said, every service, he must kill a cow for God. And a cow is like maybe 90,000, 100,000 every service. And maybe they have about 5 services. So that's his own level at that time. And when we heard that then, I used to think it was almost impossible. But we thank God gradually we are getting there. And for somebody here today, you will change levels. For those who have been killing coke for God, how much is coke? 100 naira. For those who have been slaughtering coke, God will take you from that level of slaughtering coke. You will move to a new level in the name of Jesus. I say you will move to a new level in the name of Jesus. A pastor that doesn't give, he will die in poverty. He will die in poverty. When the members seem like this, he will be smelling of poverty. And of course, no member even wants to stay on that subway. Pastor whose life is very, very upside down. Anyway, this present generation, they have zero patience for failures. Lord, give us understanding in Jesus' name. Number 4, where we stop this morning, how to thank God to open doors. How to thank God for doors to open is to do it with understanding. To do it with understanding. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 13. Understanding makes you outstanding. When you have understanding, you become outstanding. And understanding, happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and that man that getteth understanding. Happy is that man that getteth understanding. In Proverbs 13 verse 15, he says, good understanding giveth favor. You see, when you are praising and thanking God, you must do it with an understanding. Somebody say understanding. What understanding of what? Understanding of the personality that you are thanking. Understanding of the kind of person you are thanking. Let me just give you a little bit of an idea of the person that we are talking about. You can call that 4A. Number 1 is the creator of the heavens and the earth. It's not a small boy. He is the creator of the heaven and the earth. Number 2, who is this person that we are talking about that we want to praise and thank? He is an undescribable person. You can't describe him. You see a man now, you can say, this man is 5 feet, he's light, or he's short, or he's big. You can't describe God. He's too undescribable. Foresee. We are talking about understanding here, which will make us to understand how to thank God. Is that He is the giver of breath. The person you want to dance to this morning is the one that gave you breath. Psalm 150 verse 6. Psalm 150 verse 6. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Let everything that has breath. That breath in your nostrils, He gave it. For the understanding of the person that we want to praise this morning, He is the lifter of your head. Is the level you are today, you do not get there by your power. He lifted you there. As a lawyer, as an accountant, as a banker, distinguished, as a businessman, as a student, as a married woman, whatever it is you are doing, events and event decoration, event planning, as a pastor, etc. He brought you there. You could not have become anything except for Him. Understanding. Recently I had cause to go to one of our members' house who has been in this church for many years, and then I've not had cause to go to the house, and I was around the place, so I stopped by, and the husband was running helter skelter. Before I knew it, he disappeared, and I wanted to just spend 2 minutes there. Where is your husband? He said he has gone to buy things. He has disappeared. And I said, phone him. I will not stay. How many minutes? I can't stay more than 5 minutes here because I have to go to another cell. And I was wondering as I was going, I say, a man, see how they were running up and down for a man. How much are these people running helter skelter like this for this God? Who the man represents? I'm talking of a very big person, a very big man, running up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down. He is the lifter of your head. And this understanding will make you to reference Him. Number 4E. He is the helper of your life. The person you want to thank this morning is the helper of your life. The person you have come to thank for September is the one that helped you to enter September. Anyone would have stopped you in August. If devil had his way, he would have stopped you in August. You know the story of Job very well. In Job chapter 1 verse 1 to 3, you know the story very well. There was a man in the land of Uz whose name was Job. He was a great man. He was a blessed man. All his 7 sons and 3 daughters, the devil tried to kill them, eliminated them. Because God just gave the devil just small chance, just little chance like this. He finished, gave him boils, destroyed his business, just because God gave the enemy just, he said, oh yeah, don't take his life. Oh. Within a day, everything crashed. If God will give enemy chance over you, you can't survive it. If God leaves you, this today now is first, and say, let me leave you between first and third, by third you would have been gone. There's nothing you have as asset today that will still be alive. Devil will finish everything. It is by the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. I want to round up here. I still have a lot to say, but time is not on my side. Friends, when you are thanking God, thank Him with understanding. He's a big God. He's a mighty God. He's the one lifting you. He's the one supporting you. He's the one that made you beautiful. He's the one that made you to wear clothes and the clothes stand on your body. He's the one feeding you. He's the helper of your life. He's the sustainer of your children. He's the sustainer of your husband. He's the sustainer of your wife. He's the one that built a house for you. He's the one that helped you in that work. He's the one that did not allow them to make you to be involved in evil and they sack you or put you inside jail. Is the one doing everything for you. This understanding will make you to thank Him. This understanding will make you to reference Him. This understanding will make you to have a passion. You don't treat Him with levity. You treat Him as a savior, as a helper, as a comforter. You treat Him as a person that provides breath to you. And if you do this, for sure, doors will open for you. And I trust God that in this month, strange doors will open for you in the name of Jesus. Anybody blessed this morning? If you are blessed, come on, shout a big hallelujah. I must not close this service this morning without calling on my friends. You are here this morning and you are saying to me, Pastor, I've heard this message. I want doors to open for me this month, like you have said that this month is open doors. But before we go far into the month, I want to quickly settle some things with God. I want to ask God for mercy. Not that you're a bad person, but you just want to make your ways right. Incidentally, today is 1st of September. What a remarkable day. You want to make your ways right with God. You want to journey from September, October, November, December with God and beyond. You want God to forgive you your sins. You want God to cleanse you. You want to be a new person. I want to pray with you this morning. All heads bowed and all eyes closed. You want your name written in the book of life. You want your sins forgiven. I want to pray for you just where you are. No need to come forward because of time. I want to pray for you just where you are. Please, I'll be counting from 1 to 5. Please stand up. I want to pray with you. Anywhere you are seated right now, God bless you. God bless you. You want to rededicate your life to Jesus? You want a new life? You want doors to open for you? You want a change of life? You want a transformed destiny? You want doors to open for you? But you want to quickly make your ways right with God? One, I want to pray with you. Be on your feet. God bless you. Be on your feet. Be on your feet. I want to pray with you quickly so that we can proceed to thank God. So that we can proceed to appreciate God. Not that you're a bad person. No, you are not. Not that you're a bad person, but you want to make your ways right with God. You want to correct every anomaly that is between you and God. God bless you. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Be truthful. You see, coming to church does not salvation. Coming to church is not salvation. Search your heart. Search your heart. If Christ returns now, are you really saved? Is your name written in the book of life? Are you saved? Truly, truly, truly. Are you free from the guilt of sin? If there is still a guilt of sin in your heart, please stand up. Join the people that are already standing. I want to pray with you too. Also, you are watching us on the internet. God bless you, my brother. God bless you. God bless you, my sister. God bless you. I can see you all. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's not time to look around. It's time to be on your feet. If you want to join these people already standing, God will honor you. God will bless you. Also, you are watching us on the internet. Anywhere in the world, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, let us know. Through the email that is stated, through the phone number that is stated, that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. And your life will never, ever, ever be the same again in Jesus' name. Please do that quickly. Send your email, send your WhatsApp to that number saying that you are rededicating your life to Jesus. Also, those who are in the praise tabernacle here, you want to rededicate your life to Jesus, I want to pray with you. Three, we're in a hurry to pray. We're in a hurry to pray. You see, let me tell you this. If you are still seated, how do you want God to help you if you are in a pit and you refuse to stand up and raise your hand to God? If you are not comfortable with your life, then it means that God wants to do something new. God wants to bless you. God is not condemning you. God is not ready to kill you. He wants you saved. That's why he brought you to 1st of September 2019. Be on your feet quickly. Three, be on your feet quickly. Be on your feet and join these wonderful people already standing. Be truthful. 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 And I know the Lord will bless you. Four, one more count and I will pray. One more and I will pray. Search your heart wherever you are seated. It's all well between you and your maker. It's all okay between you and your maker. If you feel any guilt of sin in your heart, it's time to speak to God for mercy. God is a merciful God. God bless you. I can see you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Don't enter into September the same way you started other months. Don't enter into this ember months the same way you have started the other months. Christ is calling you. Say, behold, I stand at the door and I knock. I knock. If you open to me, I will come and dine with you. God bless you. I can see you. I'm giving you just 30 more seconds. God bless you. All the people standing, male, female, God bless you. God bless you all. God bless you all. God bless. I'm still waiting for more people. You are still seated, but you should be standing. How do you want to be outstanding when you don't stand? How do you want to be outstanding when you don't stand for Jesus? Every one of us took this decision at one time or the other. There was a time I took the decision. This is your own time. And I love today's date, 1st of September. It's a date you can't forget. They say, when did you give your life to Christ? They say, 1st of September. 1st September. 1st September 2019. That was when I rededicated my life to Christ. You can't forget the date. It's a good date. It's a good date. It's a good date. It's a good date. Also, you are here. you don't have any spiritual bad day, you cannot say, this is the day I actually gave my life to Christ. Please be on your feet. God bless you. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. And five. Now, wherever you are standing, please put your right hand on your chest, beloved. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless. Now, say after me, Lord Jesus, please forgive me my sins and cleanse me from every of my unrighteousness. As your son, as your daughter, I come before you today. Have mercy on me. Cleanse me from my past. Father, help me, Lord. Today, I declare afresh Jesus as my personal Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus. Keep those hands on your chest as I pray for you. Keep those hands on your chest. God bless you. Father, thank you for these wonderful people, men and women, that you have saved and rededicated their lives to you today. Father, bless them. Please, Lord, write their names in the book of life. Let it be well with them. Let your blessings flow upon their lives. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Please follow the counselors. Counselors, are you beside them already? That sister is already. Please, counselors, can you be busy? Please, can you follow the counselors quickly for a brief period of counseling? Give Jesus a big clap. He's worthy of our praise. Oh my God. Are you clapping for him? Can we lift our hands up to him? It's him. You are worthy of my praise. Oh, you are worthy of my praise. Sent to you today. Give him praise. Thank him. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Give him praise. Mighty God. Mighty, mighty, mighty God. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him. Thank him, everybody. Thank him, everybody. Thank him, everybody. Mighty, 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 mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have praise. One prayer point before we proceed to thank God. Say, Father, give me the garment of praise this morning. Let my heart be thankful this morning. Let my heart be praiseful this morning. Lift your voice and pray. 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 Let your heart be. Father, fill my heart with gratitude. Let me be thankful. Let me be able to dance. Let me be able to praise you. Remove every chain that I want to hold my leg down from dancing today. Give me a fresh unction. 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 Thank you, Lord. Blessed be thy name. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. Take your seat 1 minute as you prepare your...
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-78878 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.